Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels today, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. We are in a passage of Scripture called the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Jesus compares those who follow him to salt, a mineral composed primarily of the chemical compound sodium chloride. And salt has many qualities. First, it is a preservative. In many parts of the world, salt is rubbed into meat to keep it from spoiling. It extracts moisture, leaving a less than desirable environment for bacteria to grow. Believers should be a preserving influence in their family and community, leaving a less desirable environment for sin to take hold. Salt is also a healing agent. Throughout history, salt packs have been used for wounds. Newborns in ancient times were gently rubbed with salt to make their skin clean and firm. In a wounded and vulnerable world, believers then should serve as an agent of healing. "You are the salt of the earth," Jesus said. Not only a preservative, not only a healing agent, but salt's also used for seasoning. I spoke with a chef who told me that if he had only one available seasoning, it would be salt. Salt is able to bring out and enhance the flavor of food. So Christians should be culture's seasoning, bringing out the best flavor of our families and communities. Most salt in Israel came from the Dead Sea and was filled with impurities. These impurities caused the salt to lose its flavor and effectiveness. Likewise, believers must follow hard after Jesus to guard against the impurities of sin and stay effective for Christ. Because as Jesus said, believers are the salt of the earth. Lord, keep my heart from the impurities that render me ineffective. Help me be a preserving agent and help me be a healing agent. Help me to bring out the best in my family and friends. Help me to be the salt of the earth. In your name I pray. Amen.